Nebuchadnezzar was known, stressed the fact that despite his greatness, despite his holiness, despite his superiority to all other tzaddikim, he refused to practice, to demonstrate the performance of miracles. One time, a person came to Nebuchadnezzar. His arm was bandaged in a sling. He had not moved the arm for years. He came to plead for assistance. Nebuchadnezzar asked his students if they know, because this person has emunah shleima, they all testified in the affirmative. Nebuchadnezzar said to the man, commanded him suddenly, lower your arm. This order was so sudden, the person did it immediately, and the arm was cured instantly. The next day, Nebuchadnezzar asked his talmidim, what's new? What is news on the street outside? And they said, everyone is talking about this great miracle you performed. It's the talk of the entire city and spreading. Nebuchadnezzar replied, motioned with his hand and said, that's not my affair. This is not my type of work. A day later, Nebuchadnezzar said, what's new today? And they replied, today there is something new. People are going around saying the whole thing was a fraud, a trick. There was no arm that was wounded. The entire thing was a setup to try to show that you performed the miracle when actually there was none. But then as I said, that's my ASIC. That's what I'm known for. This is my affair now. To be ridiculed, to be degraded, that's the tzaddik yedus. And this is the reason why there are so few willing to recognize the existence of the tzaddik yedus, and why those few should feel so happy and proud and fortunate in that they are closely attached to this tzaddik yedus, how much they can derive from them, as we have seen ourselves from Rabbi Kofa Lezal himself.